Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Good morning. How are you? Now, you might have noticed, you might not have, but over the weekend or the last few days, many public sites around the country have been lit up in green. Now, it's nothing to do with St. Patrick's Day. It's actually in aid of Organ Donor Awareness Week 2021, which is taking place at the moment. And back in November 2020, Martina Guyot got in touch with the show after she received her transplant. So we decided to check in and see how she's getting on. How's it going, Martina?
Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm really good and I appreciate you coming on the show. Can you just remind us a little of your story and the journey to receiving Alice, your new kidney?
Well, I was diagnosed with polycystic kidney disease, which is hereditary in my family. So I was 13. So kind of a lifetime, really, of minding my kidneys and progressing in the disease from, you go from kind of stage one to stage five, which is end stage. And at that point, they decide that you need a transplant, you need dialysis. So I started to go downhill about 5-6 years ago. And managed to stay off dialysis. I had kind of said to the consultant, we had a deal that I'd get to my 50th birthday and then he could do what he liked after that. So, I went on dialysis in August 2019.
And that's not easy, is it?
No, it's not. Now, I was lucky I was only on twice a week, but for a lot of people, it's three times a week for up to 4 or 5 hours in some cases.
What are the sites? Can I ask you, Martina, how does it feel like? I mean, what does it feel like having dialysis? How do you feel before and after and during? Can you just explain that to us?
Coming up to the day that you need treatment, you are starting to go downhill because obviously your bloods are getting worse. You basically come off dialysis with clean bloods, and because your kidneys aren't filtering, your blood is basically building up all sorts of stuff,
right?
Until the next cleaning. So dialysis itself, I found fine. The only problem you had sometimes on the machine was your blood pressure drop. And I gave them a couple of scares where I'd be sitting there yakking away and all of a sudden I'd go silent and they'd turn around and I'd have passed out. So there are some, and there's a lot of unpleasant side effects. It's difficult. It's difficult to hold down a full-time job when you're on dialysis. A lot of people aren't able to. So it is, as treatments go, obviously the best treatment for a person with kidney disease or any associated problems that lead to dialysis is a transplant.
Is a transplant. And that's what you're here to talk about and the importance of it. But the journey to receiving a new kidney that works is not always an easy one. And in fact, Alice is a new sister to Thelma and Louise, your other kidneys, isn't she?
Yes, yeah. Thelma and Louise, unfortunately, were, because of PKD, cysts grow in your kidneys and they obliterate the healthy tissue. And even now, my new kidney can't pick that up, thankfully. But they continue to grow. So I have to be very careful down the road that they have to keep an eye on my other two kidneys as well as my new one, because at some stage they may have to intervene if they grow too large. Mm-hmm. I know my uncle had to have parts of both of his diseased kidneys removed because they were basically taking over his body. So, it's a road. And
it's not an easy road at all.
No. But, you know, at the end of the day, nothing is that's worth it. And I didn't hesitate. When they said to me, you know, you need a transplant, I said, right, well, what do we do next? I didn't think twice about it, because even though I had seen my family go through it, my mother had two transplants. The first one didn't work at all. My brother's kidney didn't work for about 3 weeks. He was lying in Beaumont Hospital. But it's still, you know, for me, not having to travel to dialysis and being able to go back to work full time, all of those things.
It's life changing.
It is. It outweighs. And even though people say, like, but, you know, you must be feeling brilliant now. It's not as easy as that because you're on a lot of drugs. Basically, my donor's kidney is inside me and it's working away, but my body's trying to reject it.
Mm.
So I have to take a lot of immunosuppression and steroids to stop that from happening. And they have their own little side effects, which we're finding out as we go along. And some of them are unpleasant and some of them are quirky. And look, it's a balancing act. I'm working very closely with my team in Vincent's and we adjust the drugs. We play around with it, but no two people are the same. So no two transplant journeys are the same either. So you don't compare with other people. You just get on with your own path.
Can you tell us about your kidney twin, Niall?
And Niall, oh, he's super. I'm missing him so much, really missing him so much during lockdown because we're in different hospitals. So at least while we were still in Beaumont, we saw each other because we were visiting at the same time. But we chat all the time and message each other. And I'm
who's
also-
Niall? Explain exactly who Niall is.
Well, you see, our donor obviously had two kidneys. So the amazing transplant coordinators in Beaumont went through their database and we looked like a match. So I got a call and Niall got a call.
Oh, God. So he really is your kidney twin?
He is. And there's an article about my transplant in the current edition of Support magazine from the Irish Kidney Association. And there's a great photo of the two of us in there that was taken the day we left Beaumont. And I mean, people laugh because he's a big, tall man and I'm like, you know, 5 foot nothing practically. but Niall is doing great and he's got a lovely family and we all can't wait for the day where we can actually sit down together again because we just clicked, you know, and get on like a house on fire. And I'm still in touch with some of the other transplant patients as well. But I think Niall and myself will always feel like family because of the fact that our amazing donor and
your
their family.
Kidney twins.
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely.
Martina, finally, at any one time in Ireland, there are between 550 and 600 people on waiting lists for organ transplants.
Yes.
Can you try and tell us what it feels like when you get that call saying an organ has become available?
It's just amazing. Like, I didn't think twice. I didn't hesitate. I answered the phone at nearly 3 o'clock in the morning. And most people would say, why would you answer a phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning? You're conditioned to answer your phone when you're on the transplant list. Every call, you answer it. So I picked it up. Marion was there. Hi, Martina. And I'm like, oh, my God, you have a kidney, don't you? And she said, yes. How quick can you get here? And literally, it was that. I had a bag packed already, which my husband very quickly repacked because I'm desperate at packing. And yeah, we literally were in the car and gone, and I was there before 4:30. And it literally was a whirlwind. You don't think, you just go. I didn't hesitate. Like, it was just okay.
How did you feel?
I felt, I suppose it was almost like you're kind of in a state of euphoria, but you're still nervous because until they actually come and say to you everything, all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed and you are going to theatre. And I didn't get that word until about 11:30 in the morning. I had had scans, I had x-rays, I had blood tests, I had everything. I had about 6 consultations with different consultants. And then finally a nurse came in and she said, oh, we're going to do your pre-meds. And I was like, wow.
It's happening.
Have your shower, get into your gown, we're a go.
And how long had you been waiting? How long, you were small? I mean, are we talking years here that you were always hoping or was it your later on?
Well, I always knew that at some stage I would need a transplant. So in 2018, they started prepping me in Vincent's Hospital because they said that my kidney function had reached a point where I needed a kidney. And they were obviously, as I said, the preferable treatment is transplant. So they started looking to get me on the list as quickly as possible. So I was actually prepping for the list a year before I went on dialysis.
Okay. So bag packed, you know, when you went on the list, how soon was the bag packed?
It was a conversation that they had with us in the hospital, like, have you packed a bag?
And just in case,
like,
yeah.
I felt like I was tempting fate. Mm. And they said, no, you need to go home and do it. And then a very nice nurse from Beaumont Hospital at a seminar that I went to in Vincent's basically said to me, okay, you need this, and this. Put them in a bag now and carry them in the boot of your car.
And just have them ready to go.
Exactly.
So listen, let's just... Can you try and explain just the importance of having that conversation with our family members? What would you like to say to people out there?
It's amazing because, like as I said to you the last time, one of my friends, Emer Evans, had actually offered me a kidney, and we were in the process. And for somebody to carry a donor card is one thing, but for somebody to offer to be a living donor, like that's a whole other level. And we were at that stage where we were just waiting for the nod and the go ahead. But as you know, with COVID last year, things slowed down. So it became a thing that we had I's to dot, T's to cross, and they weren't happening. So obviously having that call was incredible. Now, that was a difficult decision for somebody else's family, unfortunately. But if that person hadn't told their family that they wanted to be a donor, and that's the key to this, you have to tell your family, you have to sit down and have that conversation. And I think people should do it when they're good and healthy, you know. Mm-hmm. Have this conversation. Even people said to me, well, my son wants to be a donor, but he's too young. But the fact that your son is 18 and is thinking that way, I think it's wonderful. And I don't care what age people are, if you're inclined that you want to help somebody in the event of your death, then obviously having that conversation with your family is all important, because they need to know that this is your wish. And if they don't know, they can't carry it out.
And you can't help someone else, though you may have wanted to do that. But if you hadn't had that conversation,
yes,
or if you don't have that conversation, it won't be done. So have the conversation and get a donor card. And it's so easy to do. Martina, thank you so much for taking our call. I wish you and all the kidneys and your kidney twin the very best of luck. What do you and the new kidney want to do as soon as you get out of lockdown?
Well, obviously, COVID has hampered all of our plans, and my family have been wonderful. Obviously, we had a great Christmas together, but hopefully after lockdown... my husband and I didn't get to celebrate our 20th wedding anniversary last year. So I would like to go off to a posh hotel for a weekend with him, and obviously a spa day with my girlfriends. I would love Avril and myself. My daughter Avril lives in Dublin. She's married to Johnny. And I would love to have a nice posh afternoon tea in the Shelburne or someplace like that.
Oh, yeah. That all sounds amazing. And you will do that very, very soon.
And my son as well, Carl, has been wonderful. Carl recently turned 18 and he's studying for his Leaving Cert. And I would love to do something mad with him as well.
Something mad with the young fella, absolutely. Well, listen, it's great to have you on again. Thank you so much,
Jennifer,
for coming on the show. And hopefully I'll chat to you soon, okay?
Thanks so much. And just a shout out to everybody in Vincent's Hospital and Beaumont. They're all absolute legends. And it's also to everybody on dialysis that was on with me. I heard from a few of them yesterday and it was lovely to hear from them. And for everybody that's on the transplant list, keep the faith and have hope.
Keep the faith and have hope. And thanks, Martina. And just to remind you guys out there, if you'd like more information on the amazing work of the Irish Kidney Association and Organ Donor Awareness Week 2021, you want more information on that, just visit their website, ika.ie. Plus, if you would like to become an organ donor, please don't put it off. It couldn't be simpler. All you have to do right now, pick up that thing that's right beside you, your phone. Free text DONOR to 50050. 50050. Get your organ donor card. Have that conversation with your family and do it now. Don't put these things off. There's, like I said, there's between 550 and 600 people on that list awaiting. So if we can all just get that donor card, we can change someone's life. We'll be back right after this. Thanks, Martina.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.